you're going to want to stick around for this one. Trust me. Because hopefully you're at the place where you know they tell us the truth. Right in plain sight, and they'll make jokes about it, so you're like, ah, well, yeah, it's not true, but it's true. They're just mocking you, so they laugh at you. Well, Jim Carrey was on SNL once, dressed as Helvis. Let's see what he has to say.
For this Halloween, I've decided to be a bit of a hybrid. I call this Helvis. Now, we all know that Helvis went to heaven.
I don't think there's anything going to get me in heaven. Okay, I think I'm not maybe heaven bound.
But while he was here, he did like to raise a little hell. He also really loved peanut butter and banana sandwiches.
Do we think he really liked peanut butter and banana sandwiches? Or were they just mocking us? What happens if we do that? It kind of looks like something to me. Does it look like anything to you? But let's hear more from Helvis.
But eventually, he came to an important realization.
What was that, Jim?
Man cannot live on fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches alone.
What's he mean?
I mean, what about dessert?
Find a diner by the side of the road. I gotta order something Alamo. I love a pecan pie. I love a pecan pie.
A pecan pie. You know what I'm gonna do, right? You know, you just pecan pie. That's what they do. BBB, big, beautiful Bill, build back better. It's 666. It's 666. It's a 666.
We achieved more in 6 months than almost any administration could accomplish in 8 years, and we're going to have a lot of good 6 months left. We're going to have a six and another six and another six, so we'll keep going.
And you know where he used to live, right? On the penthouse apartment of Trump Tower on the 66th floor. Oh, it just happened to be 33,000 square feet, too. And this is the number you would dial to support him. Funny how 88 minus 22 is 66. And it's funny, Helvis and the devil is always depicted with horns. Remember in the beginning when I said they always tell us? Well, I added those, but you can see what they did there. And the man himself has this hanging in the White House. Do you see what I see there? I wonder if Lucifer had horns in his angelic body. Oh, and speaking of Lucifer, do you know another name for him? He's the angel from the bottomless pit, also known as Abaddon. Kind of looks like it could say a bad don, and that's from Revelation 9:11. Funny how he's the 45th, which equals 9, and the 47th president, which equals 9:11. But what's Elvis doing in all of this? Well, like I keep saying, they tell us. They just do it mockingly and jokingly, so you think it's a laugh, but it's serious. Kind of like he posted this. It's not funny, he's telling you.
The president gives the Medal of Freedom, which is supposed to be a happy occasion, to Elvis Presley, posthumously, of course.
And forget Donald J. Trump. Meet Donald Elvis Trump.
Elvis! We love Elvis. I shouldn't say this. You'll say I'm very conceited because I'm not. But other than the blonde hair, when I was growing up, they said I looked like Elvis. You see that?
On iTunes, and on Amazon,
wow.
And on Billboard, which is the big deal, number one, Donald Trump. So now I feel like Elvis, because now we've done The Apprentice.
I know that Elvis is one of his absolute favorites. I feel like he, in some ways, maybe sees a little bit of himself in Elvis, and maybe. He was one of the greats of all time. I would say Donald Trump is one of the greats of all time. A little similarity there.
Yeah, hands down. There's a lot of comparisons to when Elvis, you know, would throw those big concerts. It was like a Trump rally, throwing the big concerts. Have you ever seen the comparables of Elvis to Donald J. Trump, the facials that they create? We've put them out a couple of times. You've probably seen them. If you haven't seen them, we'll make sure that we put one or two out.
We'll post them soon. Amazing.
He is the greatest of all time, though. There's no doubt. I call him sometimes. I'll walk in into the Oval and I'll say, hey, what's up, goat? And he'll be like,
what's up, goat? Now you know maybe why they're pushing the greatest of all time very recently. Oh, and remember the Revelation 9:11 and a bad Don thing? Well, they tell us in the TV, in the movies, and in books. funny how this book is called Revelation 9/11, Angel of the Abyss, or it could say A Bad Don, and funny how that looks just like Elvis. And hey, who's that blonde guy back there? But are you still not connecting the dots of what I'm saying and why Elvis is here? You're not connecting A plus B equals C? Well, let me help you. It's funny how their faces fit perfectly. And Elvis has this perfect scar that used to be there that, oh, just matches that exact scar on Don L, as in Elohim, Elohimvis, Elvis. And boy, their profiles seem pretty exact. And so do their ears. And so do their facial markings. One, two. Look at that, in the exact relation to their exact ears. Now, well, let's pull out so you can see who they belong to, just to make sure. Oh, look at that profile. Almost like they just moved the chin back just a tiny bit. Oh, and I could keep going all day long. See how those are in the exact same spot? Imagine that. And here's the absolute final piece to the puzzle. If you're still not connecting the dots, the Statue of Liberty is actually the statue of Lucifer. It's a 300-foot statue ode to Lucifer breaking out of the bottomless pit. You know, like Abad Don did. He's here deceiving the nations. That's Lucifer. That's the Statue of Liberty. And you know what the Statue of Liberty used to look like? Do you recognize that face? Do you? Is it all connected now? Do you get it? He's Lucifer. He's Trump. Just because he doesn't look exactly like that anymore, facial markings don't lie, people. You may have voted for the literal devil. Think about it. Because you know what they say, right? He comes as an angel of light. Yeah, he's got a lot of you deceived still. A lot. But of course, all this for entertainment purposes. I'm sure they just do that because it's fun and silly. And he just lived on the 66th floor and you would dial 66, basically, and says,
I'm gonna have a 6 and another 6 and another 6, so we'll keep going.
Because it was just coincidental. Just like it's coincidental that he's the 45th, and there happened to be just a random person in between the two of them. Yeah, sure. Sure it was stolen. Sure it wasn't intentional, so you could be the 9th and the 11th. Sure it was Don, 9th and the 11th. Entertainment only. I don't really think that means 666, and pecan pie definitely isn't used for 66. Either is peanut butter and banana. Entertainment only, people. Oh, and again, to leave you on a more positive note, if the devil is real, guess what else is real? The opposing forces of the Heavenly Father. And good always wins. Have a nice day. Entertainment only.